Are studying the sixth chapter of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, and here we are going to talk about the chambers and offices and the ceilings. So I don't know if this halacha actually applied in any particular area of the second Beis HaMikdash. Nobody says it does or doesn't. This is just one of those principles that in theory, should there be such a structure, then this would apply. And again, I don't know, as you'll see in a moment. The Rambam says, in the continuation of yesterday's chambers that we learned, which are kind of dug into the floor of the Ezot Yisrael, right? The Ezot Yisrael is significantly higher, over a story higher. So underneath the floor, we have two chambers. That's where all the musical instruments are being held. So the Rambam says, Halishokos habnuyes bakodesh, things which are built in the area of sacred scrimmage, but they are psuchos lachol, they open up into an area which is not considered to be a sacred scrimmage. Im hoyu gagaseim shovim im karka hazara, if their roof was on a same playing field, on an equal platform as the azara, toichan choil, so then the inside would not be sacred, would not be considered holy. It would be considered mundane or ordinary. In other words, Rambam is at this point addressing those chambers. Now you'll soon see where I'm going to tell you that I don't see a practical thing. But here, this is actually happening. So what we learned about is these two chambers. Yes. Have these two chambers that are built on either side of the stairs, and this is where the musical instruments are being kept. The door, the entrance into what was underneath the floor, is opening up into Ezrat Nashim. Ezrat Nashim is not actually considered sacred ground, because this was an add-on to the second Beis HaMikdash, as we've discussed multiple times. This is the actual Azara, this is the actual courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, which is in the image of Kal Echotzer, of the courtyard around the Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu built in the Midbar. And as such, here you would have something which is occupying space, theoretically, in a sacred scrimmage, in a sacred area. However, since it's open up into an area of Choil, that would not. So even though, you know, if you look at it from a bird's eye view, from a schematic, you would say this is in the area of Ezra's Yisrael, or at a place that's Kodesh. So Teichan Choil, the inside is Choil. Why? Because we look at the doorway. Since it's entered into, and you exit from the Ezra Nashim, even though it's actually built into the area, which is Kodesh, it would still be considered Choil. Now, how about Gagresen? What about the roof? In other words, when you're standing in the Ezra's Yisrael, you're actually standing over a hollow chamber. Are you in an area of chol, an area which is mundane, because you're standing on top of a mundane area? And the answer is no. Gagaseh and Kodesh. Now, and this is what I don't know if there was such a reality in Tanah Beis HaMikdash. Vim ein on shavin. But what if, for whatever reason, the lower chamber kind of pushed through the floor, so the ceiling is not equal to the floor? Here, you have the second story. So the first story, the ceiling essentially forms the floor of the next level. So in that case, if we're, for example, on top of the area we're in, let's imagine that we were now standing in the Ezrat Yisrael. Underneath us, we would say, is Chol. Why? Because it empties into, its doorway is into Ezrat Nashim. So I'm standing on top of an area which is Chol, but I'm actually in an area which is Kodesh. But what would happen if this would be a portion of the Ezrat Yisrael in which the floor was slightly raised, because the ceiling kind of pushed through the floor? So it's as if that chamber had been built, and then the second floor was developed around it, but you actually had the floor or the roof coming of the lower chamber coming through. The Rambam says, then af gagaseh en chol, then also the roof would be mundane as well. This is really interesting. So we could be in the area of Ezrat Yisrael, and there could be a raised area of Ezrat Yisrael, which is actually the ceiling of the chambers beneath, and it would be chol, even though it's in Ezrat Yisrael. Now, I don't know that something like this actually ever happened. I don't know there was ever such a case, actually. Maybe there was, I don't know. And the reason is, and this is a rule, gagos v'haliyos lo nizkachu, ceilings, attics, lofts, were not sanctified. Lefichach, therefore, gagim elu, these roofs, or these ceilings, ein eichlon sham kachi kadashim. You ask the question, what difference does it make? So the halacha is that kachi kadashim have to be eaten in a specific type of area. The kachi kadashim have to be eaten in what's called the azara. as the Rambam himself says later in Hilchas Maaseh HaKorbanos in the 10th chapter, the 13th halacha. So in these areas, you would not be able to eat Kachi Kedoshim, and furthermore, v'lishoychatin Kedoshim Kalim. You're not allowed to slaughter Korbanot, which are not the highest level of holiness, but a minor or lighter level of holiness. So let's go back to the drawing board over here. This is the area of the Azara, Ezrat Kohanim, after the Duchan. The Kohanim who have a mitzvah of eating a portion of the carbon, and in doing so, elevating the people who brought that carbon, bringing them atonement, and so on and so forth. As it says in the Gemara, Kohanim Ochlim, Ubalim Skaprim, the Kohanim eat the food, and this brings atonement. So if this would be, if this area would have an erased area, you would actually be in the scrimmage of, well, I guess it wouldn't work here as Yisrael, but if you would have a room or an area that was beneath this Ezrat Kohanim, and the roof would be pushing through. So you would actually be in the scrimmage of Ezrat Kohanim, and yet you would not be able to eat Kodesh Kodashim, because Kodesh Kodashim have to be eaten in the Azara, which is all this area, the courtyard of the Ezrat Kohanim. Furthermore, with regard to Kodashim Kalim, the lighter level of Kedusha, so Kodesh Kodashim have to be slaughtered in the north, and we talked about that. Here was the rings of fire, that's everything I've taken care of. That was in the north. But Kodashim Kalim can be slaughtered anywhere here. But if there was an area in which there was a roof pushing through from a lower floor, then in that case you would not be able to eat Kodesh Kodashim, and you would not be able to slaughter the Kodesh Kalim, because the ground that you would be standing on would not be Miskat, you would not be hallowed and sanctified. And them are the highs and lows in the temple. We'll continue this Bezrat Hashem tomorrow.